Welcome to Women's Radio Station, and this is my journey, a 30-minute exploration of business, entrepreneurs, and what it takes to set up and run your own business and become a leader in that field.
I am Sandy Goddard. I'm an international business consultant, business coach, and brand strategist. And with me today is my guest, Katie Young-Gerald, who is founder and MD of Bespoke Textiles. So welcome, Katie.
Thank you, Sandy. It's great to be here.
So wait, Katie, tell me about your business, because I've been looking at, I know we've known each other for a few years, but also I had a look at your website, I read some of your information, and it's fascinating. I want to know more about what brought you to considering fashion for the apparel industry, the uniform industry.
I think it found me more than I found it. I've always loved textiles and clothes since I was a small child, and started with finding charity shops and customising vintage clothes, which in charity shops then were incredible. And then from that moment, that's sort of always been part of my sort of fabric of my life, you know, customising, altering things. And then that went on to be to do a degree in fashion. And I moved to London. I was lucky enough to get my first job with an incredible British luxury brand called English Eccentrics, who were really just hitting their stride. After a great success with prints in the 80s, they'd starting to move into Dvorak velvet, and just has sort of carried through my life. And then by accident, 10 years ago, a friend of mine came to me and said, oh, this company of Soho House, they're opening a first restaurant and they need to make some check napkins of a certain colour and size. Is it something you can do? And I almost dismissed the project as being too simple for me as a fashion designer, and said, of course, it's, you know, it's just weaving some fabric. It's really not that complicated. And that led to another repeat, and then another colorways, and another branch that they're opening. And then that opened up into doing uniforms from everyone from Bills to Buckingham Palace.
I was watching a video that you made where you were talking about the catalyst was you as an 11-year-old when both your parents got married in the same year and you were looking for something to wear. Is that what took you down the vintage route?
I think it is. I was I grew up in a small town in the countryside in Somerset, and the nearest large town was Weston-super-Mare. And then Bristol. And I was just desperate to find anything appropriate for my age and body and shape to wear to both their weddings. And I was given a budget, and I just found it so depressing. And so there was nothing of any quality anywhere. And I stumbled across the charity shops because my grandmother worked in a charity shop back then. And so, you know, I knew she worked for the Sue Ryder. And I think it sort of made me start exploring what was in there. And I just find it was like a needle in a haystack. You had to search for the gold, but it was always so thrilling when you found this amazing, unique piece that I knew I could do something with or might suit me if I tweaked it. And then went on to sort of doing that for other people.
I wonder how many 11-year-olds around the world begin their life's journey from something as simple as that and have that inspiration in front of them. And I read that you worked with Betty Barclay, another huge name in English fashion.
Betty Jackson, actually.
Oh, Betty Jackson. Sorry. I beg your pardon. I thought it was Betty Barclay. I was very impressed. But Betty Jackson, tell me about her.
Oh, that was amazing. It's actually, that was a fortuitous moment. Somebody had declined the work placement and was all set up to go, and they gave me a week's notice and said, there's a work placement come up, it's fallen through for somebody to go to London and work with Betty Jackson. You've got to have a driving license, you've got to be able to drive, and you've got to just help with their production dispatch department. And I said yes. And it was terrifying the first week. But once I settled into it, it was incredible. And I made a lifelong friend in fashion then, John Fairley, who has gone on to eventually, he worked with English Eccentrics too. And we've done many projects together. And I just saw him last week. He's doing yet another amazing fashion project.
I'm going to butt in just for a moment and do a plug for the women's radio station. So our listeners who may want to contact us can do so at presenters@womensradiostation.com. So, and it's back to you. So what took you to Hong Kong? Because that was another of your stops along the way.
That again was a boyfriend who I'd been with for 5 years. He couldn't get a job. He was an architect. He couldn't seem to get a job in London. Don't know whether it was because he was lazy or the industry at that time. A lot of architects were having to go abroad for decent work that was happening. There wasn't any building work happening in the 90s very much in London. And so he got a job in Hong Kong. And I went out there and thought, this is something I would love to explore doing. And it was a difficult move because I loved Inks at Centrix and worked there for 5 years. But I knew I wanted to just see something else, expand myself. And that's, yeah, so I joined him. Unfortunately, the relationship didn't last eventually, but what did was me building, you know, an incredible connection of factories around the world. And I still work with many of those factory partners and have found many more through Hong Kong that's led me into China, into India, and Vietnam, all over the world. And the inclusive of all of the supply base that I like to work with in the UK, which is very important to me. So it's very diverse, but it's been the connector.
The industry you work in is quite female-centric. And I was wondering what challenges or what improvements you've seen in your industry over the years that you've been working in it, for women in particular.
I think there are more, there's more women that are working in their, they're more working around a family. And I think we are the first generations who have really, really, we're not always successfully pulling it off, but we're doing it more than any other majority generation before. So that's, I can see, is happening. And also many women now in fashion actually starting out for themselves and actually taking leadership roles and, you know, bigger jobs. Whereas before it was very much, I think, working under the leadership of a man in many of the fashion industry roles. I think that's now changed.
So is there anything you would have done differently?
The funny thing is, I think your plan is sort of mapped out for you. And even when you try and go a different route, which I did for many, many years, somehow it finds you on your path. And then the more you embrace it, the rewards come out of it. And it's certainly been that way for me.
And inspiration. I was wondering, you spoke about various people that have inspired you along the way, English as Centrix being one. Any others?
Many, many inspirational women. I love working with women, actually. I mean, the founder of Inks at Centrix, Helen Davids, we're still very close friends to this day. I'm actually seeing again tonight. And I've always found her inspirational and her, you know, she believes in people. And so other than outside of the fashion industry, I just, you know, just find and seek out inspirational women. And nobody's coming to the top of mind immediately at the moment, but somehow working with women artists or working with, you know, like the head housekeepers of these incredible hotel groups, they're really incredible because they're great with people and they're great with the service that they have to provide. So they seem to be more intuitive and, you know, cause much more collaboration.
That's really interesting, Katie. And what about the future?
Well, we've been working on some incredible projects over the last couple of years, designing a uniform for royal palaces for the housekeepers and also making a real difference to their diversity of body shapes so that they look incredibly unified, in professional and elegant, but also practical to work in. And we've also been doing limited edition collections of reproducing heritage textiles. So it takes me back to those vintage days of actually working with the Suffragettes Project with Gillian Waring and Plinth UK, who actually put art on plinths, and their extension of this project of putting Millicent Fawcett statue in Parliament Square was to do a limited edition range of bespoke napkins, whether handkerchiefs, which is reproducing the suffragettes' signatures that they all did in prison. And we have done that on a napkin, or you can use it as a handkerchief or frame it in a picture as a limited edition collection with a collaboration with the Lord Mayor's office. So that's really exciting. More of those projects would be incredible. And last night, I was privileged to go to the Venus Awards and had no idea that I would be the winner of the prestigious Small Business Award for women in as entrepreneurs in the workplace and making a difference in their small businesses. So that was incredible to
go
last night.
It's a very impressive award as well.
Thank you
so much. We're going to stop right now and have a little ad break. So this is the Women's Radio Station, www.womensradiostation.com, and I am Sandy Goddard.
To Women's Radio Station, the voice of women worldwide.
This is Women's Radio Station. You're listening to Avril Price with Kitchen Sink Spirituality.
It's Anna Kennedy talking all things autism, and my guest today is Karen Nunn.
Welcome to Future Classical Woman Awards with me, Stefania Passamonte, on Women's Radio Station.
Women's Radio Station. We want to hear from you.
I listen to Women's Radio Station.
Women, the possibilities are endless. That's what makes us different.
Hi, my name is Katie Young-Gerald and I'm the founder of Bespoke Textiles and author of best-selling book, The Textile Touch. I've been working in luxury fashion and textiles for over 25 years and I help brands design luxury bespoke uniforms to high-end limited edition collections. We've been doing this for clients such as the Ivy Collection to royal households, and we do it inside of a sustainable supply chain that saves waste. You can find us on bespoketextiles.co.uk.
Hi, I'm Liz Van Linden, a UK travel consultant for Hazelmere Travel. People come to me as they want unique experiences and a personalised service. This happens from the moment that they inquire till they come back home. I work with luxury tour operators. You can contact me on 07825 44 1212 and Liz, spelt L-I-S, at hazelmeretravel.co.uk.
Are you struggling with money?